He's never ever thought like, ah, I hope they don't draw that because that's not good enough. He says, no, let me put it on my fridge in heaven. Let me show it off because it came from your heart. Because that's the kind of God you have. And when you do art, like we'll talk about in a second, and you see the doors open for people, it just becomes like it becomes one of the greatest tools that you'll ever use in seeing people get set free. So that's my journey. And now, I mean, we're in the YMCA tomorrow night. I mean, Friday night, doing art. We're doing it at BSSM's Got Talent. We have this huge bunch of creativity that's being released. We have an Adoria fashion show that's the next day, which is Friday. We've put on a full-length feature film, which Jason will be talking about. We have art as people come in to church every Sunday that are newcomers. We've trained all over the world, like in missions. We train all the missions trips on how to do art. We have it in coffee shops now. We've kind of said, it's kind of like that chalk that I told you about of the nativity scene. If you give me this much, I will draw all the way around it. Because God wants us to make sure that we tell the world who he really is. See, we owe the world an encounter. But it's an encounter of power. It's an encounter of creativity. It's an encounter of life and art. So we're going to start with a definition of creativity and of prophetic art. Prophetic art is God's supernatural power which flows through what we create in his presence, bringing healing and